Memorial Day in the books. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Oh, Sasha, you're back. It's wonderful to see you. What happened to Karen?
You too. Well, Karen was just... Oh, did you end up finding out about Karen? Did you ask your kids?
Oh, my God. Did I? As soon as I said, I said Sasha called herself Karen on the show. This was before they listened to it, of course, after they listened to it. But, and I said, I have no idea what that means. And they laughed at me and looked at me and laughed and looked and laughed and said, don't you understand anything that's going on in this world? And I said, no. So
I honestly can't believe the Karen thing evaded you, because you have two kids that I'm sure are well-versed in it, you know?
Right.
But I guess because they were away at college, you weren't hearing constant references to Karens.
Yeah. So I had no idea what was going on.
So did they explain to you like what their view of a Karen is?
They did explain to it, and now I totally understand it, and I get it, and I think it's great. But I'm glad you're not I'm glad you're not a Karen anymore. You're not a complainer about everything in life that's going on.
Exactly.
You're your bubbly Sasha self once again.
It's funny. You've said this before. The walking makes a difference. I started getting some steps in and some sunshine. And it really makes a difference in my outlook and my productivity and my level of frustration and depression with this whole global pandemic times that we're living in.
I'm glad you followed my advice, because I haven't, because I've now sat inside for the past 4 days and have not looked outside. And so I have not walked or done anything.
I know that's not true, because all the listeners should be inspired by you the way I am. He walks about 20,000 steps a day. No joke, guys.
I try.
So that's why he's so svelte. And always so upbeat and able to keep up with his golf game and his poker and all his other hobbies, because he's just feeling very balanced from the walking. So Community News listeners, he's a testament to how great walking is. And I can tell you that in the little spurts that I get to do it, it does lift me up. So I recommend walk, walk, walk.
And these days you can actually get steps in by avoiding all the idiots in town who are still not wearing masks. So that's what I do. I try to combine the cardio and my complaining all in one. So
you're Karening and you're cardioing
exactly.
All in one. Meaning, like, because you have to constantly cross the street, you get extra steps in while you're trying to stay 6 feet from people,
I'm
right?
Zigzagging around everybody.
Right?
So yes.
The zigzagging gives extra steps.
Between that and while I'm on my walk, trying to find an actual bathroom in this town that's open so I can go. Those are my two things. It's awful.
I give you a credit for that, because that is bravery. I have no intention of using a public bathroom for probably 3 years. I would almost rather just accept peeing and diarrhea-ing on myself and having to excuse myself, go home and clean that up, than using a public bathroom at this point. I'm amazed that you're so brave.
I don't even know what to say about that at this point.
You're so brave, though. In COVID times, you're willing to risk... Oh, well, I keep
forgetting. I stand up and I pee.
Right. I keep forgetting you're a guy. Like,
right.
I have to sit. I have to put my skin on COVID fomites on a hard surface and hope that the recent reports of it not transferring from surfaces are true. And that's just a little too much for my anxiety brain to handle.
The thing I'm having the most trouble comprehending is that you saying, oh, yeah, I forgot that you were a guy. That's the thing. Forget about anything else.
That's because you're not such a guy. You're totally a guy. You're very hetero. There's nothing about you that's like metrosexual. It's just that, like, I'm speaking to you as if you were my, you know, complete peer, even in the way that we have to go to the bathroom.
Well, I do. I honestly, a confession here on Community News, I do sit down when I pee. So we do go to the bathroom
way. You have to sit, though. So I guess you're just never pooping in public bathrooms.
Correct.
Speaking of public bathrooms, you know, the big brouhaha in Townport over the beaches reopening was the issue that the town decided not to reopen the public bathrooms, because I guess they thought they could better keep it one by one by putting in porta potties. And most people were saying that they disagree with that porta potties are so unsanitary and they don't even have a sink to wash your hands. And they were all saying this was a very bad decision making by the town, and they kept asking them to reconsider and open one of the bathrooms and let people in one at a time at the beach. Where were you on that? Did you think they were wrong to close the public bathrooms and put in a porta potty, or are you pro porta potty?
Let me ask you a question. Is there anything more repulsive on the face of the earth than a porta potty? Or no?
I agree with you. I'm with you. And that's where most town porters were on the community boards and stuff. They were saying, some of them were like, I've never used a porta potty yet in my life, and I'm not about to start during COVID-19 global pandemonium.
So basically, but the only option was the ocean in itself, which is a giant toilet bowl.
People that said that, they said, get your kids in that water the old-fashioned way. There were other people who were saying this was the town's purpose. They're trying to not encourage 6 to 8 hour all day visits to the beach. They're trying to encourage that you're there for an hour or two, and when you need to use the bathroom, you'll go home. They thought that it was like a purposeful, almost like reverse psychology move.
Purposeful, you know? Life? Is that what? Oh, no, I'm
thinking of it. It's a purposeful, you know, reverse psychology move by the town that, like, they're trying to not encourage people to want to go to the bathroom there. There were other people that were saying they would just bring hand sanitizer and go in the porta potty and then hand sanitize. But I mean, you know, you have to touch the door. Porta potties are so gross.
That's why I just stayed at home and stared at the four walls all weekend in the dark. It was weekend. No beach. I walked around in circles.
Let's review back to, you know, we're on the air almost 2 years here. You've kind of confessed in our two previous summers that you're really not a big public beach guy in normal times.
Exactly. So this is not going to push me over the edge to make sure that all of a sudden I'm embracing the beach.
Right. Like, as it was, you didn't love sand. You didn't love running into town folk and strangers that you couldn't limit who you were going to see.
Right.
And now add to all of that, that like them breathing on you could kill you. Like, I just don't see this being the motivator for you to go from being a non-public beach guy to a beach guy.
It sounds exactly. You've got it wrapped up in a T. But what it does, and you know what? I haven't done a good segue in a while. So thank you for setting me up. But what it has led me to believe is I'm looking forward to all the drive-ins that are coming back to town so we can go see movies. Don't you love drive-ins?
Movies. Absolutely. We used to only get to go to one in Cape Cod when we took the kids on vacation for a week in the summer.
Right.
I like that now I'll only have to drive 5 minutes for the big screen.
Exactly. It's going to be amazing. Drive-in movies are coming to town. You can socially distance, be in your own car, not have to talk to anybody else, bring your own snacks. What could be better than that?
Now, are they going to be running like first run movies, or is it going to be all like Meatballs and Bad News Bears?
I hope it's a combination of this. I hope there's an adult night also. Is there going to be any adult night there or no? Should we
adult
suggest
movies?
That? Maybe that's what we should do. Have a community news sponsored adult night at the movies. What
that
do you think?
Sounds like something our mayor would get behind, because remember, he was all about having a swing-a-palooza in town and monetizing that. And he was, you know, suggesting that kind of thing. So I bet he would love like a XXX movie night at the drive-in.
The town needs a lot of money at this point. Anything to do to help. I think that's a good idea. Now, when you're doing the adult drive-in theater, would everybody be in their own cars rocking back and forth, or would be there intertwining with cars, or would just, you know, shining lights in everybody? We've got to plan this out.
Go back to the mayor last summer. He was suggesting, you know, monetizing all the swinging that goes on in our town and local towns. But now with COVID-19, it's sort of a shame. It's put a kibosh on the swinging if you're going to stick to 6 foot, you know, distancing with only people in your household. I guess, I don't know, there's a lot of people cheating on the distancing. I've read a lot of people are adopting other families that they're close to and saying, okay, this one or two families, we're in and out of each other's homes, but we're only seeing each other.
Right.
So I guess within those bubbles, those people could also swing.
Well, that's perfect, because if anybody wants to adopt the people who are living in my house besides me, I'm more than welcome to have them be adopted so I could be by myself. So it would be perfect. Yes.
Really?
Do you want to adopt them?
I would, sure.
Okay, fine.
You mean to tell me that you and your ex-wife aren't having romantic dinners with champagne glasses, like out of a reality show, rose petals? You're not doing that. You're not being creative.
Oh, you must have a window right into our house to see what's going on.
Well, I think I just have a window into many people's houses who I see on Instagram and Facebook who are doing this. And I'm fascinated because...
Well, isn't that going on with you and your husband also, the same thing?
Well, I've been called a creative person in life. There's zero creativity to how I am interacting with my fellow housemates. Like, I am not rose petaling. We are not champagne glassing. We are not having fancy romantic dinners and pretending that we're on the Côte d'Azur or that we're on the south of France. Like, we are not pretending that we are, you know, in all these magnificent places. Like, I see people, they're putting up, you know, posters of places they've been on the south of France and backgrounds, and they're getting dressed up and putting on makeup and pretending. I mean, that's like a lot of commitment to COVID creativity, which I don't have. I'm lucky if I can get up, get my ass out of bed, take a little walk, not want to kill myself, and try to avoid eating 5 to 6 ice cream sandwiches in a 24-hour period.
You are fun, Sasha. Are you sure you're not Karen again? Now. Are you sure this isn't Karen? Wait, Did you transform in the show?
Personality just slipped through. You know, maybe I'll find out that I'm actually multiple personality disorder. That's one mental illness that I do not have up until COVID-19. But maybe COVID-19 is going to be the thing that pushes me over the edge and triggers some multiple personality disorder to come through.
That would be awesome. Please make sure that it happens during the next time we tape, that your various personalities come out.
Various personalities, like Sybil.
So I can speak to all of them.
Exactly. Maybe that should be our next episode. I'll bring in all my personalities. Now, speaking of that, we spoke about a recent entrepreneurial idea during COVID-19 times. Have you been working on that?
I have not. I'm too busy now working on, what did we propose today? Oh, the drive-in movie theater. That's my next idea.
Last episode, we had something because you referred to our chocolate salad bar, and then we were going to
Restaurants are no good anymore. I'm telling you, the new idea is the drive-in. We're doing a community news drive-in porno movie theater. That's what's coming to town.
And I hate to be so dirty on this show because I am going to say we've gotten some amazing applications for summer interns. And if we have some new summer interns with their parents listening, I hate to be so like dirty on the show because we're not usually all about like sexual related topics. But I will say that some friends and I were having a group text yesterday where they were saying that one of them said that she wished she had YOLO money. Because she's in Townfield. She said, I wish I had YOLO money because I would send you a male stripper right now to come to your house dressed like a clown. And because I had said how I've avoided male strippers purposely my entire life, priding myself on that, because I said I didn't want to be further traumatized by the male anatomy. But I was telling them how I'm so COVID-19 bored that I think I might change my stance on that. And then she wrote me, she wished she had YOLO money so she could send a clown to my door who was then a male stripper. And then her sister added that she would then at the end pay the male stripper to put a pie in my face, a whipped cream pie. And I said, at this point, I would welcome the whipped cream pie more than the male stripper because I've been overeating so much, I would eat that whole pie off of my face. And we had a good laugh about that. But I bring that up as an entrepreneurial note. Because our conversation ended with saying, you know, this might be a good time to start a business of Zoom male strippers and that we could get a registration fee, these two friends of mine and I, for every male stripper that signed up, because you're not going to get the money from the women because women really don't want to see male strippers, but the males just want to show their, you know, dick pics. So we thought if we could get like a sign-up fee from every male stripper who wants to go on the Zoom platform. And there probably won't be many women that sign in or care. It'll probably be other guys that sign in to make fun of those guys. What do you think of that as a COVID-19 business? It hits all the elements. Internet, Zoom.
I lost you about halfway through. I'm too busy thinking about our porno. I'm glad this isn't a dirty episode. You're talking about male strippers, and I'm talking about a porno drive-in.
This is kind of a dirty episode. I apologize.
I don't know. This is what happens when you stay in shelter in place for 80 days in a row. This is where your mind goes. What could I say?
I haven't had sex in like 7 years. Anyway. Maybe that's just me.
Anyway, on that note, I hope everybody had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
I don't want to say happy Memorial Day weekend because that always bothers me when people say that. Happy remembrance of people that died during active service. Like, that's not happy, but I hope you had a reflective and meaningful Memorial Day weekend. And I hope that if you went to the beach, it wasn't too crowded and you were able to hold in your stuff so you didn't have to use the porta potty.
Perfect. And on that note, will I see you? I'll see one of your many personalities next week, Sasha.
Or maybe I'll try and bring a bunch of them to the table.
Sounds perfect. I will talk to you again next Tuesday.
Okay. See you next Tuesday, Paul. We love you, community.
Take care. Bye-bye.